Welcome to the Post Podcast. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Communications. On this edition of Updates from the Post, Hayes Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Sarah Wasinger speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about introducing the new staff to the community. This interview originally aired on KAYS on Tuesday, August 6th.
CEO of the Hayes Chamber.
Good morning.
You schooled me on that last week because I was just saying Sarah Wasinger from the Hayes Chamber. And I had a different title for you last time. What was it? I don't remember.
I think
President,
it was director, maybe.
A director. That's what it was. Now you're the CEO and you've changed. Your structure is changing. You're just kind of structuring it like a business.
Correct. So in the chamber industry, we're seeing nationwide that it's trending more towards the vice president role for all the staff that do the day-to-day work and then president for the overall role. So
before you took this job, and now that you're the CEO of this this chamber, did you realize that there is this many people that belong to the chamber that you have to go out and see? And have you accomplished that task of seeing everybody yet? Because there's a lot of people.
So we have 500 businesses who are chamber members in the community. So it's pretty substantial.
Did you know that before you got in?
I did, actually. Oh, okay. I was aware of that. So our goal is to try to hit as many businesses as possible. And actually, with our hiring of our new vice president of membership, we'll be starting this month making some contacts to businesses to set up appointments to talk about membership renewals and just kind of introduce not only myself, but Stephen Pate in that position too, just so businesses can kind of get familiar with some of our new faces in the chamber.
Well, there's justification for some new shoes.
Yeah.
So I guess so. Calendar of events. What do you have that's going on right now? I know that the education appreciation event, that's a really big thing. And
yes.
I mean, school is starting up already next week here in Hayes.
It's hard to believe that this summer went so fast. So we're excited, though. It's our 31st annual event for education appreciation. And it'll be held at the Rose Garden again this year. And Pam does a fantastic job of preparing all sorts of delicious food for everybody to enjoy. There will be an open bar because heaven knows that there might be a need for a drink or two that evening after school starts. And we're just excited to have educators all across Ellis County joining us. And we hope that they can save the date for August 27th. And that will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. again at the Rose Garden.
That's kind of cool that people from, you say Ellis County, so a lot of educators can get together from Ellis and Victoria and everywhere else and come and share some ideas and talk. And it's probably the one time of year that they see each other.
Exactly. So it's pretty exciting. We just got a phone call from the Ellis folks yesterday saying that they were excited to come to the event. So we don't have a lot of opportunities for the different schools to get together from the different cities in Ellis County. So I think it'll be a great time for them to socialize and talk to one another, maybe share some more stories and get excited for the beginning of the school year.
And so again, that date is?
August 27th from 5 to 7.
Any other events that are coming up in Hayes that we want to talk about?
Yes, absolutely. We have a civic and volunteer committee meeting for HAYP. That'll be tomorrow at 4:30 at Mocha's. And we are excited to have a ribbon cutting tomorrow, on Thursday the 8th for advanced property management. That'll be located at 412 East 8th Street. And a new event that the HAYP group is actually going to be starting for the first time. It's called Popsicles in the Park, and that will be held that evening as well on the 8th. And that's going to start at 5:30 p.m. They are going to be meeting at the kind of outdoor house on the East Frontier Park side. So bring your family, bring your dogs. They're welcome. So it'll be a fun time. Hopefully the temperatures won't be too bad, but I think I did see 100 degrees, so the popsicles might melt quickly.
And, well, they'll still be good. And I've never been a part of the HAYP thing. I think I was already too old by the time it was organized, so I was never into that thing. So.
Well, it's okay. 21 to 40 is kind of the age group. I do believe they age you out after you hit that 40 mark. So it's a fun time for the folks who are just getting started in their career, or maybe you're kind of in the middle of it, a great way to socialize with people your own age who are in the same place in their career. And we also have one more event this week. It'll be our weekly chamber chat. That'll be at 9 a.m. at Fort Hays State University. Career Services is actually going to be leading that discussion, and we will meet at the Sunset Atrium and Memorial Union.
All right. Something else that we hear about in Hayes a lot, the moniker Hayes Has Jobs. And today we're going to change it. We're going to say the Hayes Chamber has a job. So Hayes has jobs. Now Hayes Chamber has a job. And you wanted to make an announcement because there is an opening at your office, and you just opened it and announced it yesterday.
Yes, that's right. We are excited to be opening up the position for Vice President of Marketing and Communications. This will be a new position to the Chamber, a changing world, and how we kind of network with our businesses and share information will be important to stay in touch with social media accounts. So this person that we're looking for would need to kind of have understanding and experience of how to advertise on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and YouTube. This person would also help kind of maintain our website, which we'll be getting a new one very soon, hopefully in the next 6 months or so, as well as do the writing and communication piece for our monthly newsletter and weekly correspondence to our membership. So it's an exciting position, and we will be taking applications for that until the position is filled.
And how do they find out about more of it?
So they can contact me at the Chamber by calling 785-628-8201, or they can email hayescc@discoverhayes.com.
Is it posted somewhere online where people can look at it and see the qualifications?
Actually, you can find it on hayespost.com.
Very good.
And the job listing is listed there, as well as Hayes Has Jobs.
Very good. Anything else you want to add this morning?
We are just excited for everything going on, and if you know of anybody who would be great at that position, we would love to have them apply. And we look forward to going out into the community and meeting with our chamber businesses over the next couple of months.
Very good. Thanks for coming in on your weekly chat.
Thank you for having us.
CEO Hayes Chamber, it's Sarah Wassing, our guest this morning on the Eagle Morning Show. It's 8:23.